This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 533,000 people have now died from COVID-19 globally, more than 129,000 in the United States. The number of global infections jumped to more than 11.4 million. The U.S. number surged to nearly 2.9 million. As coronavirus cases continue to surge in the state of Arizona, dozens of people gathered over the weekend to protest restrictions put in place to stop the spread of the virus. Most in attendance were not wearing face masks and did not adhere to social distancing guidelines. Black Lives Matter protests are also at the scene, where demonstrators on both sides of the political divide engaged in heated arguments and debates. The state of West Virginia has now experienced its biggest two-day confirmed coronavirus cases. The Department of Health and Human Resources website showed an increase of 76 positive cases Sunday and 118 on Saturday. West Virginia has seen a 16% jump in confirmed cases over the past week alone and a 30% increase in the past 2 weeks. The statistics showed West Virginia Governor Jim Justice said that he would decide by early this week whether he will order that face masks be worn inside buildings and when social distancing is not possible. The governors had lifted the most virus restrictions implemented to prevent the spread of the virus. A top Trump administration official has said on Sunday that it is not clear whether it will be safe to hold the Republican National Convention in Jacksonville next month as Florida sees record numbers of coronavirus infections. U.S. Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Hahn said in an interview on CNN that with the convention 7 weeks away, it was too early to tell. This is VOA News. Nearly 25,000 new cases and more than 600 deaths have been reported in India as a result of the coronavirus. India is still closed to international travel or closed to international travel, but New Delhi has gradually been lifting restrictions on local tourism to try to boost India's COVID-devastated economy. The Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, has announced some harsh measures against individuals and businesses who he says are not doing their part to fight COVID-19. State services will be cut to pay off the people who do not wear a mask, and businesses and offices that do not comply with social distancing and other measures will be shut for a week. Pakistan says that it has formally invited Afghanistan's chief peace negotiator, Abdullah Abdullah, to pay an official visit to Islamabad at mutually convenient dates. The move is the latest in a series of steps the Pakistan government is taking to improve the country's often tenuous relationships with Kabul. Pakistan-Afghanistan relations are moving forward, according to Mohammad Sadiq, the Pakistani prime minister's special representative for the neighboring country. He announced details of the invitation extended to the top Afghan leader, saying that Pakistan-Afghanistan relations are, in fact, moving forward. Abdullah Abdullah heads what is known as the High Council for National Reconciliation, tasked to negotiate peace with the Taliban insurgency to end decades of hostilities plaguing Afghanistan. Islamabad has recently reopened three major border crossings at the request of Kabul to ease transit and bilateral trade activities. Sadiq said arrangements have been also made to open two more Afghan border crossings July 12th to further enhance the bilateral trade. Political and trade ties between the two countries, separated by a nearly 2,600-kilometer frontier, have long suffered from mutual distrust. Seven men have been arrested after police say that they taunted a black community in a family by yelling racial slurs and using Nazi salutes during a 4th of July incident in an Oregon Beach town. Police say the men from Washington challenged police to a fight when officers arrived to the beach in Lincoln City and set off fireworks that were banned. They were arrested on suspicion of charges including riot, disorderly conduct, interfering with police, and possession of illegal fireworks. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.